الله الله
إيدر
القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكيم.
You're listening to Eidars.com.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا. صدق الله العظيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. دروس پڑھ لیں. Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home, bifazlillah, we have already started the seerah, the biography of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and in conjunction to this topic we are covering the main features of Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, who is the wife of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, and the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It must be noted that Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha is from amongst the very first group of people to have embraced Islam. From amongst the very first group of people to have embraced Islam. Imam Zarqani rahmatullah alayh, a great scholar, has mentioned that all of the daughters of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had embraced Islam with their mother, Bibi Khadijatul Kubra. And we know that Bibi Khadijatul Kubra is the first to have accepted Islam at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Even before Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, that is the opinion of many of the scholars of hadith. And the reason is pretty obvious. Being the wife of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had first described his meeting with Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam to Bibi Khadijah. And it was Bibi Khadijatul Kubra who gave comfort and consoled Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And so when she accepted Shahada, all the daughters of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam also embraced Islam. And so this would mean that Bibi Fatima and all the sisters of Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha had embraced Islam at a very young age and right in the beginning, from amongst the very first group of people. When we study the seerah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we see tremendous sacrifice that comes from the daughters of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, supporting the father and being with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam at all times, especially Hazrat Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. A very famous account which is mentioned in all of the books of seerah. In the early days of Islam, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam alone was performing salah in the haram. In the haram. And the kuffar, mushrikeen of Makkah, would see Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was right close to the Kaaba performing salah. And you had the thugs from amongst the mushrikeen, Abu Jahl and Utbah and Shayba, all the kuffar that were there, ganged up, jeering and laughing, trying to disturb Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam in his salah. And just one masla we have to note also is that if somebody is in salah, even at home, we must make sure that we don't disturb anyone. This is gunah kabira. This is gunah kabira. Sometimes you might want to pass a message to someone and that person is in salah and you might say, okay, I'm going, ji. Okay, ji, I'm going. And it happens. A lot of people do ask, okay, ji, I'm going. And you don't expect that person to respond back to you because he or she is in salah, but you feel that you've already given her the message. And this is gunah. Gunah kabira, a major sin. And so when a person is in salah, you have to be very, very careful. Very careful. That is why Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi's fiqh is very, very strict. If you have performed your farz salah in the prayer hall, Jamaat Khana, for you to repeat in the form of a congregation again, in the same spot, in the same location, that is considered as makruh tahrimi, according to the fiqh of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah. And I invite the brothers here, please, if you can, for the next two sessions of Jumu'ah, if Allah wills and if we are still alive, to take part in the program, and we will cover the life of this great faqih, the faqih of the layman and the kings, the great imam of the east and the west, who this man was, Imam-e-Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh. A lot of people don't even know Imam-e-Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh. People don't have the knowledge of the great fuqaha. And we will start with Imam-e-Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh. What a great scholar he was. And so we have to be extremely careful. And that is why even once the Jamaat has been completed, for someone to read the Qira'at loud whilst they are a good group of people and part of the congregation is still in the masjid performing their sunnah, it is foolishness for a person to read the recitation of the Qur'an, be it in salah or even just reciting the Qur'an in such a manner that you might be disturbing someone who is praying his sunnah. Of course, after sunnah it is different. But when you know that the bulk of people, this is the common practice, and people should be vigilant of the common practice, what society does, how the cultures are in different parts of the world, which is very, very important. And that is how the masail would also differ. And so Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in the haram, and they would dare one another. And they would say, who is going to disturb Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his salah? Who will want to disturb Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his salah? Al-Iyazu billah. The foolish amongst them, Uqba ibn Abi Mu'eed, the accursed one, stood up for this shameful act. And what he did is that there was a man who had slaughtered a camel, and with the Arabs, the parts which are considered to be impure, the uterus of the camel, that is thrown out, which is impure. And so what he did is that with a group of people, they came, and it's quite heavy, and they picked up the uterus of the camel, and whilst Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was in sajda, can you imagine, can one imagine, that this man, Uqba ibn Abi Mu'eed, Aliyazu billah, Aliyazu billah, Allah save us, he puts the filth upon the auspicious head and the shoulders of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whilst Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in sajda. And the mushrikeen of Makkah are laughing. And Uqba ibn Abi Mu'eed is laughing. And this is what you wanted me to do, and I have done this. Allahu Akbar. This was right in the beginning. When Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha was informed about this, in the Sira Kutub's books it comes, she was the first person to run. And she came and she looked at the kuffar, cursing the kuffar. What she did immediately, it was quite difficult for her, but she managed to push out and removed the filth from the back and the head of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the entire body was soaked in blood. Everything was soaked in blood. And very slowly thereafter, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam lifted up his head and completed his salah, and in anger, and that is where you get the mas'ala, that when you disturb someone in salah, that is gunah-e kabira. Otherwise Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam would never curse any individual. But when someone mocks his connection with Rabbul Alameen, his maker, his khaliq, his creator, that is blaspheme. And so Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam completed the salah, and anger was visible. The kuffar could see the face of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Without saying anything, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam lifted up his hands, and Bibi Fatima was there. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam made a bad-du'a, a cursing supplication to the kuffar. And he said, Ya Allah, punish Abu Jahl ibn Hisham. Allah, punish Utbah ibn Rabi'ah. And he mentioned the names of the entire group. And what had happened, that immediately the smile from their face vanished, was wiped out. Even the kuffar knew that whatever Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam would say, that would come true. That was their yaqeen, despite the fact that they had no iman. But the yaqeen was there. And they would look at each other and they would say that whatever Muhammad has said sallallahu alayhi wasallam will hit us. And subhanallah, history testifies that every individual that was mentioned in the dua of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam died an evil death, an ignoble death, in the battle of Badr, and their bodies were thrown into the rubbish tips of Badr, in the wells of Badr. And this was the end of all the kuffar there. Why? Disturbing Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam in his salah. And this was something that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not accept. It was a very serious matter. It is a major sin. It is a gunah-e kabira. But khair, we see that here again, Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, from the beginning, always coming and showing support to the father, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha was also known for her bravery and courage, something which is much needed today in the women folks today, mashallah, especially to stand with resilience in the face of kufr and in the face of fitna, not in front of the husband, but in the face of kufr, to show some resilience and to be strong minded and to be strong hearted. Subhanallah. That is very, very important. Hazrat Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, she participated in all of the military expeditions with the father, with Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, including the battle of Khaybar, Khandak, and even the battle of Uhud. In fact, in the battle of Uhud, she was attending to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What is meant when we speak about women participating in the jihadi activity? It means that the women would serve as nurses and they would provide water and medication for the wounded and injured soldiers, mujahideen, that were closely related to them. So the women folks would come, and if anyone from their family members were injured or wounded, they would provide water, shelter, and also medication. So Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha was a lady who was also very brave and very courageous, mashallah, being the daughter of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the most outstanding feature of Bibi Fatima, the wife of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, is that she was a lady of great haya, modesty, bashfulness. She was extremely shy. Shyness was her main character and her main feature. And this is the main, the most important element in a woman. Beauty in a woman is not by her skin color. Beauty in a woman is not by her skin color or even by her features. But rather beauty of a woman is haya. That part of character should be in a lady where she is extremely bashful. Modesty should be in her. And this was the character of Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. When we compare the women of our society, just today, coming to Masjid Umar for Jumu'ah, we had to pass from Gwendolyn Road. And for some reason, down the road there were some works that were being carried out. So I'm talking about 1240, about that time. And as I was going down Gwendolyn Road to come to Masjid Umar, where Crown Hills Community College School is, just at the gate entrance, you had a group of boys and girls, a large group of boys and girls that were standing there. And in fact, some section of the road was even blocked and you had to be careful driving. All the students were there, and I figured out it must be the last day for the year 11 group. And so students nowadays, subhanallah, they want to cry as if somebody has passed away. The acting they put up, subhanallah. I wish you could cry like that in front of your Lord, in front of your Allah. And they cry as if the day of Qiyamah has come, sobbing and crying and grief, as if death has occurred. Khair, that is nothing to do with me or anybody else. But that's the picture they give. It's so childish. It's so childish when you think about it. You just want to cry and cry. What do you want to cry for? What do you want to cry for? Give me one good reason. What do you want to cry for? You've got the Facebook now, so you'll stay in touch. So you need not to cry by. MashaAllah, Shaitan has opened up all the tools for you. All the tools are there. You can remain in touch for the rest of your life. There might even be Facebook for the people in Qabristan, you know, to see how this murda is, this mayyat is, and how that mayyat is. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. But what was shocking, the pictures that you see, and really, until now, it's giving me pain. And you know, there are Muslim girls with headscarf, mashallah, scarf. And you can tell a Muslim girl, and you can tell a Muslim boy. And you have a Muslim girl in a group there. And wallahu alam, this boy, whether he's a Muslim or not, and he comes and he lifts up this young girl, 14, 15, lifts her up from the legs, spinning her around. And this girl in this scarf, Muslim girl, is laughing and enjoying. MashaAllah, the chap is taking this girl for a ride. Huh? Ajeeb. Ajeeb. And very casually, without the slightest twinge on the face, without the slightest fear, the mother and the father thinks, oh MashaAllah, my son and daughter are in school. Huh? MashaAllah, I've dropped them off and I have to pick them up. Allah knows what is happening. And this is a fashion now. Fashion. Boys, they don't greet by saying, or whatever, salam alaikum, or how are you, or hello, good morning, or good afternoon. They want to hug. So when you see a lady, you hug her. And Muslim women open their hands and, oh yes, ajao bhai. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And this is the future generation of the ummah who are God-fearing. When they go out, they put on a scarf and they want to meet every man, every man. That element of haya, modesty is taken out. And they picture beauty to be in your skin color. And the worst people are the boys. You can't just blame the girls. But the boys also. At the age of 14, 15, that boy has done zina. At the age of 15, 16, he's done zina. And you see how they mix and how they talk. Inna lillahi. Compare the daughter of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to our generation today and what is happening. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on us. Allah have mercy. And I'm not just picking on people who go to Crown Hills. It just so happens that I was there passing by Crown Hills and I saw this, and it gives you great pain. It gives you a lot of pain to see our Muslim girls doing this and hugging and crying because they're going to miss each other now, year 11. This is wrong, my respected brothers. Look at the level of haya that was in Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. And this is what shaitan does. The shaitan wants to take out from the hearts, Allahu Akbar, the fear of major sins. The fear of major sins. And it wants to dilute and dilute and dilute until you become a man who has no fear to engage in any kind of sins. And when you become behaya, when there is no haya inside you, modesty, then a person will do whatever he wants to do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. And so when you find ladies, mashallah, who have a lot of haya, and that even talking to a man or even saying assalamu alaikum to a man, they have haya, consider yourself to be the luckiest man. Consider yourself to be the luckiest man, even though she may not be educated. But the one thing she will be, inshallah, she will be faithful to you. She most definitely will be faithful to you. And I'm not just picking on the girls or the ladies. Even the men are like that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us all. Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. Let's talk about her haya. Subhanallah. Going back to the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we started in the last session. When Hazrat Aisha said that we were in the room with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the wives, all of a sudden Bibi Fatima came and she would walk like how Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would walk. And then she came in the room and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at Bibi Fatima and he said, Marhaban bi ibnati, marhaban bi ibnati. Welcome my daughter, welcome my daughter. Thumma ajlasaha, and made Bibi Fatima sit very close to him, to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi says that Hazrat Nabiyye Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would take four actions. He would do four things when he would see Bibi Fatima. Now, as parents, let's see, have we given that love to our daughters? Allah's Nabi would carry out four actions, and this was the common practice of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whenever he would see Bibi Fatima, first of all he would extend his greetings to her. And then after greeting her, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would get close to her and would kiss her. Would kiss her. And then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would hold her hands. And then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make her sit very close to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some of the muhaddiseen have mentioned Allah's Nabi would make her sit exactly in the seating of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And vice versa, when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would come to visit Bibi Fatima, Bibi Fatima would greet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then she would come and she would kiss Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then she would hold the hands of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she would make Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sit comfortably. This was the love between father and daughter. And so we don't have time, my respected brothers. We need to give extra love to the daughters, because soon when the child is 15, 16, 17, that daughter will become of some other family. related to others. She will get married and then she will have her own life. And so mashallah, give her the love that she deserves. This is the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he said, come my child, come and sit close to me. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi has also mentioned, it was always the practice of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam that whenever he would return from a journey, first he would visit the masjid. He would sit in the masjid, all of the companions would come and visit Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then from the masjid, he would go and visit Bibi Fatima. Subhanallah. And then after visiting Bibi Fatima, then he would go to visit the wives. But he would always visit Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala. And in fact, Qazi Ayaz Maliki rahmatullah alayhi, in his great seerah kitab al-Shifa, has mentioned that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam once lifted up his hands and made dua that, Ya Allah, save my daughter Fatima from the pangs of hunger. Bibi Fatima says that after this dua, she would never feel hungry. It did not mean that she didn't eat thereafter, but she could go without food for a long period of time. She would not suffer the pangs of hunger. And this was due to the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And khair, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, with the wives sitting in one room, Bibi Fatima sitting close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam whispered to Bibi Fatima. And the wives are sitting and looking. ثُمَّ سَارَّهَا. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam whispered into the ears. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi says, فَبَكَتْ بُكَاءً شَدِيدًا. And all of a sudden, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha started to cry intensely. بَهُتْ زِيَادَ رُونَ. And then Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam again whispered in the ears. And all of a sudden, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha started to smile. Allahu Akbar. Now, in the hadith it comes that Hazrat Aisha is the narrator. And I told you that she comes from a very scholarly background. And so none of the wives would question Bibi Fatima, but Hazrat Aisha would, because she wants to learn about the masail and the rulings. And when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was out from the room, be it that he went to the masjid, she said to Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, Hazrat Aisha, that what is the meaning of the mixed emotions that we have seen? On one hand, you were crying and then you started to smile. What was the reason? And Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha said to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, مَا كُنْتُ لِأَفْشِيَ عَلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ سِرَّهُ. I will not reveal the secret of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam to anyone. Because it was a secret. Allah's Nabi whispered in my ears. And therefore it is not right for me to speak about this matter to anybody. And so Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, understanding the masail, she did not say anything to Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. And in the same narration she says that when Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam departed from this dunya after the demise of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Hazrat Aisha says, I did not forget. And so I went to Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha and I said, Fatima, for the haqq that I have over you, for the right that I have over you, as in she was the mother and also the daughter of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, and her position, Bibi Aisha's position, and of course that relationship, you have to tell me what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam whispered to you. And Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha smiled at Hazrat Aisha and said, now perhaps it is right for me to open up the secret of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is not with us. And she said that for the first time when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam whispered in my ears, he said to me, O my daughter, every year in the month of Ramadan, Jibreel comes to me and I recite one entire recitation of the Quran to him. And only once the entire Quran is completed. But this time Jibreel alayhi salam came and he said that I have to complete the entire recitation twice. And do you know why? And Bibi Fatima said no. And Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, perhaps my time has come. Perhaps my time has come that very soon your father will have to leave this dunya. And to that Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha started to cry. The love she had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then for the second time, when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw me crying, he said to me, Fatima, I am giving you glad tidings of two things. The first is that, would it not please you that Jibreel alayhi salam has just told me that you will be the queen for the women in Jannah. You will be the queen for the women in Jannah. And that includes even over Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam. That she will be the queen for the women in Jannah. And then secondly, O Fatima, let me give you glad tidings that from amongst all of the Muslimin and my companions, after my departure from this dunya, you will be the first to meet me. You will be the first to meet me. And Hazrat Urwa ibn Zubair rahmatullah alayhi says that how true Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was in his prophecy, that 6 months after the demise of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Bibi Fatima was the first from amongst all the companions to pass away. After Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Bibi Fatima was the only lady who passed away to meet the father. And talking on the subject of haya, modesty, that was in Bibi Fatima, she said to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, that when I die, my wish is that the janaza and the burial should be performed in the night. The janaza and the burial should be performed in the night. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an said, why in the night? It would be better during the day. A lot of the companions would be there. And she said, no. There is hijab in the night. There is hijab, a greater concealment because of the darkness. And she said that I don't want even the strangers to look at my janaza. I don't want the strangers to look at my janaza. And it is my desire and wish that when I pass away, immediately bury me in the night. And everything should be performed in the night. And Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, making sure that the wish of Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha was fulfilled by the letter. When she passed away, everything was performed in the night. Now in some narrations, it comes that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an performed her janaza salah. And in some narrations, it comes that it was Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq who performed the janaza namaz of Hazrat Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. And I end with one incredible hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ulama have mentioned that there was so much haya in Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha that on the day of Qiyamah, an announcement will be made only for Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. An announcement will be made for Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. And the announcement is also has been mentioned by Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and this will be the announcement: Ya ahlul jam'i nakisu ru'usakum wa ghaddu absarakum. O people, put your heads down and put your gaze down. Put your head down and put your gaze down. Famarrat hatta marrat Fatima binti Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam ala sirat. Until Fatima, the daughter of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, crosses the pulsirat. So all of humanity on the day of Qiyamah will be instructed that because Bibi Fatima is now coming and she is going to cross the Pul Sirat, all of you must put your head down and your gaze is down. And in honor of Bibi Fatima, in the hadith it comes that 7,000 of the Hur'een of Jannah will come out from Jannah to escort Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha into Jannah. Subhanallah. And this is all because of this exceptional feature of Bibi Fatima, which was haya, modesty, the daughter of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our daughters, our sisters, the women folks of this ummah, and also the men folks of this ummah. And may Allah make it easy for the ummah to follow the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Inshallah, in the next few sessions, we'll continue with the other family members of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين